Let's go to Carol Roth. Hi, Carol.
So for some extra good news and to bring you into this little squabble, let's bring in Carol.
The nice thing is when Stu and I fight, you know, people are like, do you guys get along? No, we never have. No. We never liked each other. So there's no damage to be done. So Carol, let's talk about what's happening in the Netherlands. We've already just this hour covered the Fed digital coin. We showed you what the Department of Labor has just done to your retirement funds. You better check that out. And now let me tell you, this is my biggest worry, because this is going to be a massive problem that could make Mao's five-year plan look like kindergarten.
Yeah, so I mean, we talked about if you control the money, you control the people. But if you control the food, you control the people. So if you look at the Netherlands, it might be surprising to a lot of people that they are the second largest food exporter in the world.
Shocking.
Behind the United States. I was
Shocking.
Surprised to learn that over the last couple of years. I guess something on the order of 4 million cows, 13 million pigs, 104 million chickens a year. They're Europe's biggest meat exporter. They provide vegetables to much of Western Europe. So this is a farming juggernaut. A few years ago, you started getting protests, I think around 2019 in the Netherlands, because in the name of being good for the environment, cutting pollutants and emissions, the government said, you know, we're going to have to start paring back some of this farming. So farmers, some of you, we're going to have to cut down what you're doing, and some of you we're going to put out of business altogether. So obviously that didn't go over really well with the farmers. We've seen the protests. Obviously they escalated a little bit earlier this year. We saw that on the news. But this has a major impact for the global food supply, given the fact that they are that number two largest food exporter. Now, here's where the story gets weird. The Netherlands Prime Minister, like that wasn't weirder, right?
Yeah,
right?
Like that was, yeah.
So the Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, is a, you want to fill in the blank? Do you know who he's associated with? Do you want to just guess?
I'm going to go way out on a limb. World Economic Forum?
Ah, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
we have fabulous prizes for you. Yeah, so he is a member, a frequent collaborator, and he has been involved in a number of things. In 2021, the government of the Netherlands, the World Economic Forum, and a few other public and private sector entities launched a food innovation hub to help transform the food ecosystem.
And this is, hang on, Carol, before you go on, this is something I barely touched on in my book, The Great Reset. By the way, we have part two, all of the technology and everything else that's coming. It will be releasing it after the first of the year. We've been working all year on that one. But I've been talking about the food thing as I think the biggest threat to all of us, because this leads to global starvation. You are messing with the number two food producer of the world, and it's coming here. It already is making its mark here and in Canada. When you say, and this is their actual quote from the World Economic Forum, we will redesign how we produce and consume food from seed to fork. That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
They have an initiative that surprisingly not enough people have been talking about. It's called the Food Action Alliance, and their mission to reshape the way we think, produce, supply, and consume food. Anytime you hear reshape, redesign, rethink, it's like 99 out of 100 times the World Economic Forum. And for most of the world, I mean, we've been trending in the right direction in terms of global starvation and making sure that people are appropriately fed. It's working pretty well until we get the WEF guys involved here. And if you take a step back, you know, you talked about the U.S. and Canada. Think about Sri Lanka and what we've seen here in the recent past. You know, they were supposed to be this model ESG, model WEF country. And
let me hang on. Let me fill in that blank. In my book, The Great Reset, we talk about it and say Sri Lanka was held up as the WEF's own example. What we're doing in Sri Lanka, we will do for the rest of the world, and watch us and how this thing just takes off. Well, what happened to Sri Lanka?
Yeah, well, you know, amongst other things, they banned chemical fertilizers, and they ended up with the first time in modern history with a food crisis and a complete economic collapse. You know, obviously a huge, huge issue that we watched happen real time this year based on them trying to be this model country, like you said. And their environmental score, by the way, was off the charts. Like, it was in the mid to high 90s.
They were very good.
Yeah, very good. So, like, you know, it's great for the environment when nobody can eat, Glenn. I mean, that's
right.
It's so, so sinister. So you've got the Netherlands, the prime minister who's tied in and is working hand in hand. And this is the second largest food exporter in the world, which means it not only impacts their population, although since they're in control, it probably won't as much, but certainly food for the rest of the world. And as you see them pushing the bugs and the crickets and, you know, all these other weird things, you know, at some point, you know, when the same names pop up over and over again, you go, oh, you know, maybe that's a coincidence the first couple of times. But when it happens like hundreds of times, it is no longer a coincidence. This is deliberate.
So how long do you think this is going to take before Europe really feels the impact? The farmers have been protesting now for almost a year. Now the government has come in and said, you'll either comply or we'll buy your farm from you. And if you won't sell the farm, we'll just take it from you. So now the government gets into farming, which I don't know if most people know this, but they're not farmers. They're politicians. And I don't really want to depend on all the food my lawyer can make and grow. But how long before this really hits Europe? Because Europe is already in trouble with fuel and cold and heat. They're in real trouble.
Yeah, completely self-inflicted as well. And I think it just depends on how quickly they push this and how much the people are fighting back. I mean, it sounds, you know, we've seen, you know, the amazing farmers in the Netherlands that they're being courageous and brave, and they are pushing back and saying this is not acceptable. And so, you know, that how that battle plays out, you know, I'm a good prognosticator. I'm not that good, but it's something to watch. And, oh, by the way, this whole idea of taking farmland out of use and conserving it, you know where else they're doing that? They're doing that here in the United States. The Biden administration is paying farmers to take away farmland and to have it and put it into conservation and stop it from being used in farming.
Well, that's what's happening all through the West, especially the Mountain West. They are gobbling up land like crazy, and then you just can't use that land anymore. I know I have a ranch, and I have 1,100 acres that my cattle can go graze on. Well, after grazing there all summer, they need a little bit more land from time to time, and so they'll go up, you know, onto BLM land, Bureau of Land Management, which, by the way, you never want people in Washington to be your neighbors. They're the worst neighbors. They never take care of the land. It's horrible. But you can graze on that BLM land. Well, they're taking, not in my case, but in many cases, they're taking that BLM land back. Well, now the farmer doesn't have enough square acres for the amount of cows, meaning you're going to have a shortage of meat. And all of this is intentional, all of it.
It is. And so you have to keep an eye on that. And who's buying up land and who's buying up water? I mean, this is, you know, you talked about your upcoming book project, which I'm so excited about. I have one that is upcoming as well. So a lot of these things, the only reason I know about it is because I've been doing this deep dive And it is utterly frightening because, you know, the other thing that you need that if you're going to have agriculture is you need water. And now Wall Street and, you know, the powers that be are trying to get into financializing water as well. So water rights, land, you know, all these things. This is a global issue. This is going to impact the global food supply. And, you know, this is really, really scary stuff. If you think back to times when there has been mass starvation in, you know, communist and socialist countries, yep, a lot of times it wasn't even that there wasn't enough food being produced. It was just that the intermediaries were screwing up the system so much it couldn't get to where it needed to go. Now we're talking about actually screwing up how much is being produced. I cannot think of anything that's a parallel in modern time. It's just completely frightening.
The arrogance, Carol, is beyond imagination. For you to say, I and a group of experts all around the world, we're going to get together and we're going to show the farmers a new way to plant, feed, water, and grow. Then we're going to teach all the manufacturers and the canners and everything else what they have to do, a totally new way. Then we're going to have a new distribution system. So we're going to tell the trucking and everything else. And then we're going to tell the supermarkets exactly what they have to do. And then we're going to work on the consumer and tell them what they have to do. The arrogance of taking something that has built over thousands of years and say you're going to change it, all of it, from seed to fork, in the next 8 years is beyond. I mean, I would say it's suicidal, but they'll live, the rest of us. It is maniacal. Carol Roth, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Carol Roth, by the way, you can find her book is The War on Small Business, and also carolroth.com/Glenn. Go there now. She'll answer your questions on this program if you just want to write to her. But you can read all of her articles there or at theblaze.com.